FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It's your show, the Saturday night edition. That means we're here live talking to you about whatever you want. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you are encouraged to call in and talk about anything. And, of course, it's toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in, again, about anything. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through. It's kind of like the Free Talk Live digital playground, as I like to call it, because there's over 450...
Is that what you like to call it?
I do like to call it that now. There's over 450 people interacting there. There are thousands of posts, and it's free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you join the fun there. And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. We have been talking tonight about just utter lies and propaganda that were being put forth by a socialist. And I was in a heated discussion with a socialist last night. And we have just covered all kinds of different just total mistruths.
You got all wound up.
I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist. Him and I just kind of feed off of each other because we're such polar opposites. Because socialists believe in big government and democracy.
Somehow big government can save you.
Yeah, that somehow you should be protected by this big government that we have.
But you can possibly be protected by this big government.
But in reality, the big government exists to protect the powerful. The big government exists to protect those who have interests out there. Big interests. Important people are the ones that are protected by the government. The little guys left in the gutter. But unfortunately, the socialists just completely don't realize this, and they don't turn on to this. And it was all started by a controversy over whether or not employers should be free to fire people.
Right.
You as an employer, as a business owner, should have the prerogative to be able to fire any employee for whatever reason you want to. I don't care if it's picking your nose, being white, or whatever reason. In this case, it was for something that somebody said on a show that they do outside of their place of employment. But the boss didn't like it, and he fired the guy. Now, the boss might be a jerk. That might be the case.
That's quite possible.
But you turning around and expecting to be able to use the force of government on a crappy business owner is the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. The right thing to do is to use market-based approaches, to protest, to, you know, if this is important to you, if your firing is that important to you and you don't just want to move on and get another gig.
Which is, like, really the mature thing to do.
Which is, yeah, the thing you should do. You could have a boycott. You could alert the news media to the practices of this unscrupulous businessman. And there are different options that you could take. But the socialist says, well, the law's the law, and this law says that it's illegal to discriminate. Well, the law may say that, but the law is wrong. The law is unconstitutional. The law is un-American. In this case.
That's my belief.
And so the socialist then denied. I called him an admitted socialist, and he denied it. He says, I am not a member of the Socialist Party. I have never voted for a socialist candidate in any election. I am an independent. I am an independent, he says.
Mm.
And so I said, yeah, you're an independent who supports socialist ideas and mob rule. Because he was talking about how he tried to separate socialism from democracy. But you can't, because socialism's all about democracy.
It is.
It's all about the people. The people's paradise. Communist people workers' paradise. You all get to decide on, in socialist versions of the world, you get to decide on everything a business does because you're a person.
Mm-hmm.
The businesses are not controlled by individuals, they're controlled by society at large, which is total insanity. And so then he goes on to defend democracy. Because I suggested that corporations should be abolished completely. And he says that I suggested corporations should be abolished completely because they are used to take advantage of, their machinations of the state, mm-hmm. if you will. They're creations of the state. They're used to falsely give corporations rights, and only individuals have rights. There's no other entity in the world that has a right. Only you as a person, a sovereign individual, has rights. And anyone who tells you that a business has a right to do this or a corporation has a right to do that is just living in a fantasy world, living in this construct world that this government has created for us. And so he says part of working in a functional democracy or even dysfunctional democracy is taking some, but only some, of the bad with the good, at least until you can muster a change. So he's saying that, well, I like the idea of democracy, and I'm willing to put up with being anally raped as a result of it. I'm willing to take some of the bad for some of the good. I'm willing, the translation is, I'm willing to let people I don't like tell me what to do with my life.
Right.
So I can, hopefully at some point,
tell
take
them
back the
what
system
to do.
And tell them what to do. That's what we have today, and that system blows.
It really does.
This system that we have in this country, this bastardized republic that we have, because it was originally not supposed to work this way.
That's
it was
correct.
Originally not supposed to resemble a democracy at all. And this is why democracy is bad, because as long as the 51% says so, it goes. It doesn't matter if the 51% is wrong, wrong, wrong. You have to abide by their rules because they're the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in charge in a democracy. That's why I call it mob rule. Tyranny of the majority. Because the majority can set whatever the hell rules they want to. They're in charge.
Right.
Now, he lives in this fantasy world where he thinks that, you know, eventually we'll get our people in. Eventually we'll work the system. We'll get our people elected, and then we'll show you. We'll show you how democracy's really supposed to work.
Right.
Then we'll pass the laws that need to be passed, and we'll run this country the right way. Come on!
It seems so pathetic, but that's what everybody believes.
God!
It's what they believe.
Stop trying to tell people how to live their lives. Let individuals make their own choices, as long as they're not hurting anybody else. That's so simple.
It's so sad.
Why can't we make it simple?
But it's what everybody thinks, you know?
We have been brainwashed.
It's what the Republicans think. It's what the Democrats think. It's what the Greens think. It's what the Constitutionalists think. It's what all these deluded, unprincipled parties believe.
We have been brainwashed by the system, the government education system out there, into this this little fantasy world that we live in, the idea that we can control people. Even if you can pass the laws you want to, even if you magically tomorrow morning woke up and your party was in the majority and totally in control, and you could just pass whatever old laws that you wanted to mold society in the way that you want it, you would have a surprise waiting for you after a few months, because it doesn't work that way. It doesn't matter if you can pass the exact perfect laws that you want to. Because they will be, well, a key point about government is you're not going to be the one enforcing them. Yeah, sure, if you magically get to write the laws and they pass the way you wrote them, which is impossible, because they're constantly rewritten and they're constantly adjusted, and they end up usually being passed not looking anything like the original versions. But if you manage to get that to happen, then they're going to be enforced by bureaucrats, by people who... Yeah, they just don't really care that much.
Don't really care that much. No.
They're just enforcing the law. And they will be enforced wrong. They will be enforced in the ways that you don't want. And then eventually, somebody else is going to take power and turn the force of the state on you. The idea that you'll sit in power forever in a democracy, crazy talk. It's all crazy. It's absolute, utter insanity. And it is really disturbing to me that you're right now. This is what people are laboring under, these ideas. And they're totally false. They're totally un-American. Both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
It's un-American to tell people how to live their lives. It's un-American to tell businesses that they can't fire people for whatever reason they want to. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. If you've got comments on this, you want to change the topic, that's why we call it Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, you got a rant you want to get off your chest. Take control, 800-259-9231. The archives are available for you at freetalklive.com. They are absolutely free. The last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. In fact, you can also grab the podcast version of the archives, which means that it'll automatically download to your computer every night. You wake up in the morning, and there's the latest edition of Free Talk Live waiting for you. I mean, that is very cool.
Convenient.
And it's free, just like everything else at freetalklive.com. But all we ask that you do is simply vote for Free Talk Live as a result. We give you all kinds of free stuff on our website, and we don't ever ask you for a dime. We just ask that you go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote there. Now, we mentioned that we were up by 20 votes before in the number two show, because we're number one in the world right now, according to PodcastAlley.com. The number two show apparently has closed the gap a little bit by about 3 votes. So we really need you to go and vote. If you haven't done that yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote now. It takes you less than a minute. It's real easy, real simple. Vote.freetalklive.com. And tell two friends about the show and ask them to go vote for us as well.
Sure would help.
If they're really your friends, they'll do it for you.
If
you can tell them that,
if people really liked you, they'd vote for Free Talk Live for you.
1-800-259-9231. We're talking about just out-and-out lies and half-truths. And,
like the one we just spoke.
And just garbage coming from this socialist that I was getting in an argument with. We'll get back into some of that, but Puke is on the line. Puke, the military guy from Texas. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, good evening, Fellas. How are you?
Hey,
how's it
what's
going?
Happening?
I'm all right. I don't have any military-related anything to talk about tonight. What I want to talk about is on the Friday night show, Manwich mentioned that he likes cigars. And I myself am a cigar guy. And
okay.
I just wanted to get what you guys think about all these tobacco bans. And how cigars gets bunched into all these cigarette, anti-tobacco, all that crazy crap.
Well, I've got to say that I think that the cigars are probably the most invasive of all the tobacco products there are. Like I would say that they smell the worst. You know, you can smell them the farthest because you know they smell the worst. And basically, that's it. You know, the people bother people more than anything else.
Right.
Now, I believe that if I open a business, you know, I rent it, either I rent the space or I buy the land in order to open a restaurant so that I can serve people who I want to let smoke in my business, then I should be able to open that business and let them do whatever they want in there.
That ties in what we've been saying all night on this show, that business owners should have the freedom to make those choices.
Exactly. That's what bothers me is that, you know, if you have a... like a cigar shop, like a lot of places are just simply, you know, you're not allowed to smoke in their universe practically.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's...
I can kind of understand it, but most of the places you are either public, like, for instance, you know, a government area, either I can understand why a government building they wouldn't want me to smoke in, but I can also understand that on a government land I should be able to smoke. I mean, sort of outside I could, inside I couldn't. I can get that. But when it's my property... I get to say whether or not somebody smokes on it, not somebody else. And all these laws that are in these states, including Florida, it's against the law to
New York, California.
It's against the law to, you know, something about workplace health or some nonsense like that. I can't let people smoke in my bar. And I'm sorry, that's a violation of my property rights.
Right. If you don't like it, go to a different bar, you know?
That makes
somebody
so much sense, what you just said, Puke, but why people don't get it?
They don't want to go to another bar. They want you to go to another bar.
Well, it's more of this. It's more of this. What you were talking about, man, which these brainwashed individuals in this country that just want to force their agenda down people's throats.
Exactly.
And here in the state of Florida, Puke, the smoking ban passed by 70%. 70% passed.
Can you imagine that Americans would do this?
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, you got proof everywhere.
It's disgusting.
I find it baffling.
I don't like smoking, but what's more disgusting than smoking is the attitudes of Americans towards it.
Well, funny thing is I've gotten some really intelligent people. My wife, as a matter of fact, voted for this awful, awful ban. Now, I've got some really intelligent people that I've talked to about this, and I have pounded them until finally they just said, but I don't like smoking, you know, and that's what it
that's
is.
That's the key.
You know, and what if it was, I don't like pink, or
right.
I don't like skydiving, I don't like scuba diving,
right.
I don't like golden retrievers. You idiots, get out of my life. Get your hands out of my wallet and get your opinion out of my life. It's so disgusting that people would do this.
Yeah, it's, it goes along with everybody says that, you know, they want to improve the morals, the ethics, you know, these are, you know, but they don't know what my morals and ethics
right.
are.
Right, and whose morals? Whose different. Ethics? Whose morals are you going to force on everybody? Why are your morals better than mine? And why is your
they aren't.
Family
They're the
values,
same as Stalin's morals.
Why is your set of family values better than my set of family values? Who gave you the permission to impose your way on me? I don't
I feel
care
like
if 70% says you can do it.
Yeah, I feel like it's that episode of The Twilight Zone where the pretty woman wakes up in bed and everybody thinks she's a horrible freak until you know realize that everybody else looks horrible. And, you know, whenever it's the norm and you're the one person that's different, the crazy, you know?
I agree with that. I feel, now that you bring that up, I feel kind of like liberty is sort of the horrible, being seen as this horrible freak. You know, when we put forth principled libertarian responses and arguments on this show, some people no doubt think, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
They're so extreme. That's so radical. What's radical about letting people be? What's radical about letting people live their lives as they want to? Why is that extreme? Why are we the ugly woman, you know?
Because it's different, and I'm scared, and I don't want to face the fact that, you know, something might be different and better for me, even though I don't understand it.
You're right about that. It's people's natural reluctance to change. People have a serious problem accepting and dealing with change, even though it's a fact of life. Even though throughout your life on this earth, your life will change. Your circumstances
will change. How long did people think that the earth was flat and that the sun revolved around the earth? But that changed.
How long did it take to get them to accept those new facts is another question.
Yeah, that gives you hope that hopefully one of these days it will revolve back around and people will be like, look at that, you know, maybe it is better if I just let that guy do what he wants in his house and, you know, I'll be my own person and, you know, stay out of his life.
I don't know who said it, and I'm paraphrasing it, but somebody once said that truth goes through three distinct phases. It is ridiculed, laughed at, and then eventually accepted as fact. There might be a fourth phase in there, but it's a great, great quote from somebody out there, and it's absolutely true. First they point at you and laugh at you, and they ridicule you, and then eventually they realize, you know, those guys on Free Talk Live, they might be right. Maybe liberty is a good idea.
Until then, we're going to be extreme.
And the only way to get people to accept it is to keep pounding them over the head with it. To let them know, and that's part of the point of Free Talk Live, is to let people know that there are people with these extreme ideas.
Exactly. And good thing there's at least somebody out there.
We're glad you're one of them. Thanks for listening, man, and check in with us again sometime. 800-259-9231. I just like putting a guy named Puke on the air, personally. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? tell Congress no. Go to downsizedc.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit downsizedc.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Get interactive with us. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also, of course, go to freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have another potential faker on our hands, Manwich. And
yes.
We posted her on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. You can actually go and cast your vote. Personally, I'm convinced she's a faker, but we'll let you vote anyway and see what you think. And pretty much the consensus so far is fake.
No, I voted for not a fake.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Just so it could have one vote or something?
No,
like
two.
That? You really believe she's
two.
For real?
No, I don't really believe she's real. I just believe that it's good to have people believing that our Shriners are real.
And there's no chance that this girl's real, in my opinion. But you can go and take a look for yourself. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the point is to allow women to send us their photo, and we put them up on the site because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. We want to show you off. We have women listening to this show of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors, and religious beliefs, etc. They're all there.
Creeds, ethnic persuasions.
At freetalklive.com.
That's right. Mother's Day, tomorrow.
Yes.
If you have not taken care of getting a gift for your mother, A, you're an idiot. B,
be nice, man. Which people forget things, people procrastinate. There have been certainly times when I've woken up and realized it's Mother's Day, so it can just be that way.
Theflowerplace.com has a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is go on there, and you can order flowers for your mom, and they will be delivered tomorrow on Mother's Day, and your butt will be saved.
Yeah. Thanks to theflowerplace.com.
If your mom's in Kenya and you're in New Zealand, you can still do it because they do it to and from 185 countries, including the United States and Canada.
And if you got questions about the flowers that you're ordering, ask the person who answers the phone call because they're an actual florist.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just some kid who is answering the phones, punching up numbers in a computer.
The crazy part is that even though you left it until 10 o'clock on, what time is it?
9:30 Eastern time.
9:34 Eastern time on the day before Mother's Day, they're not going to charge you a penny more because they don't raise their prices for holidays.
There you go.
They're always the same low prices at theflowerplace.com.
What's the phone number?
It's 1-866-355-0023. That's 1-866-355-0023 for theflowerplace.com. So give them a call. They're sponsors of Free Talk Live, and we like them lots.
Yes, indeed. Talking about this socialist that I had this extended conversation with last night. Just so interesting the way these people think, that they just totally don't understand the country. They don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand the principles of liberty that we were founded on, and it's fascinating to study this. So here's some of the claims that this person made. The original point behind this was someone was fired for doing something off of work hours, outside of work hours. The guy was fired for whatever reason, that this boss didn't like what he was doing outside of work hours. And
mm-hmm.
The socialist is saying that that's wrong, that this guy should sue, and that the law says that that's discrimination, and the law is great, and the law is blah, 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 blah. Well, the law is unconstitutional. You as a business owner should be free, like we talked about last segment, to allow smoking in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You should be free to allow only white women into your business or black men into your business. If that's the way you want to run your business, do it. Let the market decide if you'll be successful or not. Let the competition go down the street and open up shop and take you on if they think that you're doing a bad job or if people think that you're doing a bad job. So he says to me, no offense, man, but you're so messed up sometimes. Yes, my business is my property. So he agrees with that. However, my employee is not my property. And I never suggested that they were. If he does a good job, keeps his S to himself on the job and out of uniform, then it's his business. To penalize him because I disagree with him would be akin to putting him in stocks and flogging him because I didn't like the way he looked at me. Huh? It's just firing. You're just firing somebody. That's not putting someone in stocks and flogging them.
You're just saying, I don't want you to work here anymore.
Right.
It's like breaking up with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's breaking up of a relationship.
I don't owe my girlfriend anything, okay? Even though it's been a good relationship so far, if I wanted to end my fiance, if I wanted to end it tomorrow, I don't owe her anything more than maybe an apology, maybe an explanation, but I really don't owe her that. I could give it to her out of the kindness of my heart, but she doesn't deserve to stay with me just because everything's been peachy keen so far. In the same way, you don't deserve to have a job just because you act real nice when you're on the job, but afterwards you're a real jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
What if one of your employees, like for instance me, during my job hours I do a great job and I'm fine for the magazine that I work for, but after hours, right at 5 o'clock the whistle blows and I put on a pair of Speedos and I walk around and I go to dinner at night, mm-hmm. and the only thing I wear is Speedos, and I just walk around. I mean, people are going to talk in town. People are going to say, whoa, there's that weird guy in the red, white, and blue Speedos again.
Right.
Strange fella. He works at SRQ Magazine. Very, very whatever, And so, there you go. I can see that I would get fired over that, and I should be, because it's weird.
Finally, he figures it out. He figures out what I'm saying. He says this, I think you get too caught up in a debate and throw common sense out the window, Ian. I mean, by your argument, a business owner should be able to say what customers can sit at his lunch counter or sit in which bus seats. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah, I did say that to him. You got it right, dude. You should be able to say what customers should come into your business.
Can you say what people walk into your home?
Yeah.
Then why shouldn't you be able to say what people walk into your business?
I can't answer that. Makes too much sense, Manwich. So there you go. That's the conversation. There's still some more here. It's just amazing, but I'm not going to get into it. In fact, there's some more responses that I haven't had a chance to reply to. So if you want to read all this for yourself, go to freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. It's under the issues, and there's a link there. So you can actually go and read. I mean, there is pages worth of conversation here between me. It's Ian versus the socialist in this case, and it was interesting. Fascinating mindsets. Hey, we got email come in, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air, and we are going to read this one from Chris. He says it's in reference to the kook from last night's show. Says, I'm still really shocked that the FTL crew, Ian especially, is calling a person like Scott, who called in last night, a kook. True, it's easy. I mean, he's only 14 or so and gets all high-strung and such when he's talking. But
yes,
it's almost old news the fact that he's on to something. And that is that 911 was a total inside job. That was his point last night. He was trying to convince us that 911 was an inside job. Chris says, I'm really floored that you guys sound so much like the pro-government left-wing media and just make fun of him. Well, nobody in the left-wing media will let Scott on their airwaves.
No. And
the
they won't even entertain
either.
The ideas.
No.
We'll talk about the ideas, say what has merit and what doesn't to us, and, it's just an opinion.
He says it's one thing to be playing devil's advocate, but it's another to be condescending towards him and playing kooky background sounds. Give the guy, we'd like to have a little fun. Give the guy more respect. He's a listener like anyone else, and if you'd open your mind some more, you'd realize that he's trying to spread the truth. So Chris believes him. He's 14, and even if he was way off, or at least he's trying to open his mind to something more than just MTV and 50 Cent, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
That's a good point. He's listening to talk radio as opposed to being brainwashed.
And he's
by
not
MTV.
Listening to us, by the way. He was listening to the show before us, and he's just sniping.
That's true. You're right.
He's
about
a sniper.
That.
He's not a listener.
Chris has some more. We'll get into it. It's your show, Free Talk Live. He's going to try and convince us that 911 was an inside job, and we'll explain why we don't care. Free Talk Live.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The show that you can take control of and bring up anything. All you have to do is dial that number. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still time for your calls if you want to make them. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want. Actually, we're in the middle of an email right now. I'll get back to it shortly. But don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com and grab the live streams that we have there, the broadband version and the dial-up version. You can listen live 6 nights a week, free, at freetalklive.com. There's no irritating advertisements popping up during it or any sort of games like that. They're just good, plain audio feeds, and they're absolutely free. Again, freetalklive.com. So, reading this email from Chris, he's concerned with the way that we handled a phone call last night. And another difference about Free Talk Live with the rest of talk radio is we'll take critique. We'll listen to critique on the air,
yeah,
and analyze it and look into it and have a little self-analysis here. He's saying that we were a little rude to Scott last night. He's a young man, 14 years old, and he called into the show, and I don't know, Manwich, he might have been listening. He just had a comment about the show that was on prior to us.
I disagree. I believe that And it's just a belief.
You think he's just spamming out his,
yeah,
his stuff?
I mean, he did it previously. That's what he did before. I mean, I really got to wonder.
Well, anyway, Chris is convinced that the young man was absolutely right. And he's claiming that the 9/11 tragedy was an inside job, meaning the government was responsible for it. And they're interesting claims. So here's what he has to say. He asks if, he says, I think you said you saw some movie. He names one of the conspiracy movies. And no, I don't think I've seen that one that you mentioned there, Chris, but I have seen some of them. I've seen a few of Alex Jones's movies, and I find them interesting. I find some of them have some very fascinating ideas, and some of them are backed up by some evidence, in my opinion. So he goes on to cite what he thinks is evidence. And he says, there's zero evidence of any commercial jet hitting the Pentagon. And we saw that flash presentation, man, which mm-hmm. that was on the Internet. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Then he says that the owner of the World Trade Center towers admitted pulling down Building 7. I saw the footage of him admitting that.
Or saying something like that.
Yeah, again, very, very interesting. However, and he says, yes, they're undeniable pieces of evidence. And he says the video is filled in with numerous accounts of eyewitness accounts stating the towers went down like a planned implosion. The jets were not commercial at all.
Wait a second. I've been reading some stuff about this, too. And, you know, these 911 hijackers were real men. They existed.
Mm-hmm.
There's evidence that these guys really, really, really did exist.
Right.
And they didn't. And the evidence doesn't in any way, shape or form point to the United States government somehow getting them to do it. It really points to Al-Qaeda.
Well, yeah, if you really wanted to go further into that, you could claim that the government created Al-Qaeda, which...
Somebody could claim that. I don't know. I mean,
but regardless, see, this is not what I want to get into. And that's why I kind of brushed by the real gritty details of what he provided here. He says, it's now mainstream knowledge that the government knew well ahead of time about the attack on Pearl Harbor. That's absolutely correct. Although I don't know if it's mainstream knowledge. The government did know about the attack on Pearl Harbor. I believe it was Manwich who mentioned they actually moved their ships closer together so as to increase American casualties and thus justify greater attacks on the enemy. Then there's recently declassified Northwoods documents, which basically states the government needs to submit attacks on its own people, and they present the illusion of protection, but then in reality strip away the freedoms of its people. You're fighting for freedom and the pursuit of liberty. Well, why then are you so close-minded on the 911 evidence? To accept the government's half-assed explanation is to accept tyranny. Now, I want to make it clear that I've never accepted the government's explanation. You sound like you sort of accept it, Manwich.
I sort of do.
Personally, I don't. Because I don't believe a damn thing the government tells me. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to believe the 14-year-old who's calling in, or Alex Jones, or anybody else who has a conspiracy theory. And you know what? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. That's the point about these conspiracy theories, is they're irrelevant to what's happening now. They're irrelevant to the fact that government's getting bigger, more expensive, more intrusive, more oppressive than it ever has been. That's what's important. The fact is the towers fell. It doesn't matter who was piloting the planes. It doesn't matter if they were really planes or whether they were bombs or whatever the claims are.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is those towers fell, and as a result, the government has increased its strength, and the government has increased its frighteningness, its control, and its totalitarianism. That's what's concrete. That's what we know. We know that 2 weeks later they passed the Patriot Act. We know that now we have federal
guards. And didn't read the damn thing.
Right. Now, we know we have federal guards in the airports instead of private security.
Right.
We know that they do a lousy job. They do a worse job than private. I mean, all of these things that have happened since then are concrete. There is no conspiracy theory as to why the TSA was created. There's no conspiracy theory. There's none necessary. I understand people have a desire for explanation. People still want to know who killed JFK. But it doesn't matter. Really, it doesn't. Only to people that are obsessed with this stuff does it matter. And that's why we blow by it on this show. Because, again, like I've said, I've seen the conspiracy theory movies. I find them very interesting. I find the theories fascinating. I don't necessarily subscribe to any of them. But I'll look at them. I'll look at the information. I'm not closed-minded to it. It's just that most people don't care. For most people, it's not an issue. And one thing's for damn sure, it's not going to convince people that liberty is the answer. We're here trying to tell people that going with the Republicans and the Democrats is not working. We need to do something different. We need to elect people that will bring us smaller government. Because the smaller the government is, the better it is. The less government gets involved in people's lives, the better. We can point to real concrete reasons for that. Conspiracy theories are just theories. Poof. They mean nothing. They're not concrete. I hope that makes sense. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment here in the remaining moments on conspiracy theories and the government and liberty, etc., this is your show, and I'm sure you've got something to say, man, which Free Talk Live.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor, made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free healthy coffees or teas for New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free. Anything goes, even here in the remaining moments of the show. It's a Saturday night edition, by the way, and it's Ian here with you.
And then which?
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we will continue to banter here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, you can join us Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evenings. And, again, the live Saturday show from 7 to 10 Eastern. We do it 6 nights a week for your listening pleasure. And, of course, we archive it all at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system, the shrine, the updates. You can vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. But at freetalklive.com, everything there is free. It's all on the house. So go and check it out. We're reading an email. We're pretty much wrapping up an email that we got from Chris. He was critiquing the way that we handled a call last night about... It was from a young lad of age, about age 14, who was trying to convince us that the government was responsible for what happened on 9/11. And actually, in a roundabout way, it was, because the government is the people, our government are the people that are invading other people's countries and killing their friends and family members, which is what creates terrorists. And if you believe it was terrorists that did 9/11, then that's what created them. So in that way, yes, the government was responsible.
So that's a blanket statement. The government is responsible.
Yeah. But as far as the details as to how it happened, I don't believe that I don't believe the state story, and I don't necessarily believe the conspiracy theorists. Let's go to Keith in Atlanta. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Excellent, sir. Hey.
Listen, I just have a comment about the use of the term conspiracy theories and what it really means and how it reflects on ideas and concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. I'll give you a theory. If I buy a lottery ticket, I could win a prize. But
right.
Once I buy that lottery ticket, it is no longer a theory. In other words, you've said already you've seen some evidence. With one piece of evidence, it's no longer a theory. It becomes a probability.
Hmm.
No matter how far or how less. Remember,
but
one
the evidence
lottery
is usually
ticket,
supported by claims, which are still theoretical.
No, the claims, the evidence is not theoretical.
The evidence
it's
is not, but the claims
that
surround it.
It's not theoretical that Silverstein admitted pulling Building 7. That's
okay.
Not a theory.
Tell me how it matters.
Just to make a point here,
sure.
I said a few things on the air that were completely opposite to what I meant to say. And I know that sometimes my mind can wander. La, 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 la. Now, it's just a thought. Maybe this guy, I don't know, maybe he just said something weird came out of his mouth, you know?
Well, absolutely. But it's just, you know, the way the term is used today, it makes anybody's concept that once you apply the term, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, it kind of invalidates
it.
I see
off.
What you're saying, and it's a fair point that you're making, Keith.
It is a fair point.
But I think that it doesn't disregard what I was saying, and that is, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
who is behind it.
I think it does matter, because historically, people need to watch government. And if you prove to the people that the government can be out to get you, then they might wake up a little bit
attention. Keith, I agree with you. And that's what we do every night on this show. We talk about how the government is terrible and they're out to get you. But I think that it's easier to prove with concrete examples that no one can deny, with the government's own numbers, for example, as to how taxes are theft.
That's what a lot of these conspiracy so-called theories are doing.
But they're so roundabout. I don't want to sit and watch. A new convert to liberty should not have to sit down and watch an hour and a half worth of this roundabout theory. And it's just too difficult to recruit people that way.
It is a lot to consume. And generally, when you present evidence
you cannot lead with these things. Keith, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
We're done. It's Free Talk Live. See you Monday night. Later.
If you're talking.